chick, chick.
Hey,
chick, chick.
Bow, 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 bow.
Chick, chick, chick.
Bow,
bow, bow. Oh, we always do this, don't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, we do this. Well, we've done this at least three times.
Well, it's a good vocal warm-up for us for the sound check, so we should do this. Let's do more. What was that guy called? The bow bow guy?
I don't know.
Oh, God, he had a name. He did the whole... Yeah, the fucking Ferris Bueller's Day Off had a whole soundtrack, and that guy, like, all of his... I think he did the Seinfeld soundtrack.
I thought that was a bass guitar.
Yeah, he played the bass with his mouth. Hey, guys, what's up? Mike Zimmer here. We're with Armando Aranda, and we're doing a soundcheck shout-out. Sorry, I'm okay. It's fucking literally my allergies, guys. Look, I've got so many updates on all my apps. It's just, I have to ignore them and go to the updates for the show, Armando, because we're doing a sound check shout out.
Go.
Could you say it for me, please? I can't.
Shout out.
No, not, that's not, no, say it the proper way. Fuck you. Fuck off. So, last we left off in our sound check shout outs. We left off with, was it Ugly Handsome? Yeah, Ugly Handsome told us he liked Rogue One, the Star Wars story. I believe The Force Awakens is a superior film, he says. And look at his fucking profile pic. That's Ugly Handsome.
Mm.
Dashing man, Ugly Handsome. Just another shout out to you. Last we left off in our, so that was where we left off. Then we got Leroy Hayu commented on our... No, this is the house reaction. Says, please do reaction to CNCO Reggaeton Lento. We're getting all these, Latino...
All these ethnic...
Latino-based requests. which is fine. I think that's awesome. I thought Japan would hit us up more. I'm not kidding you. Because we're called Team Awesome Inc. And they, like, to them, awesome. Like, they know that is an American word. Mm. So they hear that. And it's you'd think Japan or China would hit us up more. But nope, Latin America. Mm-hmm. I blame myself for that, Armando. It's my Latin... You know my Latin roots. I'm Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rican. I'm
1/7 proud Puerto Rican. My name is Miguel Horatio Sanchez, motherfucker. Hell yeah, I'm American. All right. Mm. Yeah, we already talked about that.
Yes,
so
yes.
Another about you. Then Lanae Faye commented on our Tom Holland dancing as sexy Rihanna. She says Tom Holland played Billy Elliot on stage.
Oh,
when
really?
When I said half of Tom Holland is a Billy Elliot, and the other one is a oh God, what did I say? Oh, it was in the God. Damn it. Oh, it's driving me nuts. Like half of Tom Holland is a Billy Elliot and the other half is, I don't know. I said something like Harry Potter or something. I don't know. Just go watch that video. It's the Tom Holland reaction. Thank you, Lanae Faye. And she said, Tom Holland is annoyingly talented. Yes, Tom Holland is annoyingly talented, but he's up worthy of it. Then same Spider-Man reaction video. Matamaranos commented.
Matamaranos
commented. Yep. He says, you guys remind me of that MTV show Beavis and Butthead. By the way, nice review, thumbs up. He gave us a thumbs up emoji. You know, we've mentioned that before in our Thor Ragnarok review. We were rocking out, and I'm like, dude, we look like Beavis and Butthead. We do. We kind of do, and we kind of sound and talk like them.
And we reference the 90s
And we reference the 90s all the time. So I'm like, dude, let's just do like a spinoff web series. Let's get Mike Judge involved, where it's like, it's Beavis and Butthead do a YouTube channel. They've grown up. They're in their 30s. They're still living in the same house. let's do it. Fuck it. Let's do it. We've had enough people agree that
we're
should
born
do that.
To play this.
We were born to play Beavis and Butthead, my friend. Come on, we can do the voices. I know you can do a good Butthead.
I know.
You know I could do a great Beavis. Come on, especially Cornholio. Are you kidding me? I've been Cornholio is the role I was born to play. I'll be inside the actor's studio. Yes. Well, when I first approached Beavis, I knew Cornholio would be a part of that role. I couldn't wait to play Cornholio. I've been waiting my whole life to play this part. Inspired me to take the stage, Cornholio. Nikorm, whatever, commented on our Lolly video, said, oh, son insportables no es, oh, fuck, it's in Espanol.
Yeah.
Thanks, Nikorm. Gracias.
Gracias.
Señor, gracias. Yeah. We got Carmen Salas commented again on our Tom Holland thing, said, just relax, that's not the end of the world. To Tom Holland dancing and being sexy. I can't remember what we said.
Well, I don't get it.
I don't get it either. Just relax, that's not the end of the world. I don't know what that fucking comment's about, but thank you, Carmen Salas. Marie-Laura Silva just sent us a link. So I guess you want us to react to something, Maria-Laura Silva. I don't know what it is, but we're going to click the link and figure it out. It's probably a Lolly video again. It's always Lolly. Then after we posted our, remember the Happy Happy Hippo
movie?
Okja?
Okja.
So we got comments on Okja. Rewind Remix NCS commented and said, nice stuff. Then they went on and said, ooh, I like this one. Thank you, Rewind Remix NCS. Epic Radio commented, said, amazing. Said amazing. And I was like, well, thank you, Epic Radio. That's awesome of you to say that. And Rewind Remix NCS. Those are very reputable companies. So thanks a lot, guys. Wow. That's fucking cool as shit. And moving along, we got Amara Castillo. She commented on, again, to our Lolly video, dude. React to Lolly Assassina. We did.
Yeah, we did.
It's going to be up. It's literally going to be up today.
Oh, like, okay. We didn't post it yet.
By the time you hear this, it'll be up. So it's up. Just go watch it. God damn. This Lolly. Argentina loves Lolly. And they love Lolly so much that they're bugging us in America and in Queens. All right. Then we got Tyler Martins. He's on our Tom Holland video. He says, Umbrella, such a great song by Rihanna. Yeah, it is. But it's a little annoying.
Yeah.
After a while,
I knew a girl named Ella, and she was
really?
She hated that song.
Well, she must have like that whole fucking summer.
Every time somebody says her name,
that song, any bar she was in, she'd be like, "What? What? Where am I? Yeah, all right. Yes, I'm here, mother." And then we got someone from the Okja is not Japan; it's Korea.
Ah.
And they also went on to say that Japan, well, I don't know what those characters are. I don't know if they're Japanese or Korean.
Those have to be Korean.
Oh, they are? Okay, so it's a Korean. So Bong Joon-ho, the director, is Korean, I believe. Dude, Okja looks great. I can't wait for that. That looks dope. Paul Dano's in that, and Tilda Swinton. But basically, yeah, guys, that's going to do it. Otherwise, the other ones are just comments, other people's comments. Here we go. Kick in the Science. I love this guy's name. Kick in the Science.
I'm
just kicking the science, yo. he commented on our our Hitman's Bodyguard trailer number 3 reaction.
Right.
He commented on that saying, y'all should have reacted to the Red Band version. We did. Scroll down, motherfucker.
Is it open? Is it posted?
Yeah, it's on there. It's up. It's been up for over a month now.
Oh, just scroll. Okay.
Dude, okay, kicking the science. If you got science in your name, you best know that you got to subscribe. Go to the motherfucking channel, scroll down on the videos, and
all right.
Check out where our Red Band is kicking the side. I'm calling you out, chump. That's right. This is WWE style.
Wow, man.
Calling you out, kicking the science.
This is aggressive.
I'm challenging you to subscribe, and I'm challenging the listeners to go down and scroll down and see if we reacted to the Red Band trailer, because I think we did.
Yeah, I think we did.
Didn't we?
Or use that search.
Or was it the first one?
Or go to YouTube and do the search box.
Yeah, search it. We challenge you. And if we didn't, and if we're wrong, and if we've been wrong before, let's admit that.
Yeah, I've been wrong plenty of times.
Well, then we'll react to it, you know, because we've reacted to the third one. There's probably going to be a final one. If there is a final one, we'll do a back-to-back. We'll react to the Red Band, then the final trailer. Maybe an international if they got one, too. Are you happy now? Kicking the science? Huh? If we're wrong? I think you're wrong. Sorry. I
hope you're happy regardless.
No. Thank you. I'm just fucking with you. I'm seriously just fucking with you. I just love that you guys are taking the time to comment and to show your support to what we're doing. We work really hard on this show. We really love doing it. We've been doing it for about 5 years now. Well, over 5 years, really. Armando hasn't.
Nope.
He fucking jumped on board last minute.
Johnny come lately.
Haranda. And with that, we're going to have to get into our other portion of the sound checks. After the shout outs, we go into the Mike and Armando checks.
Yes.
Doot, 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 boo, doot, doot. Mike and Armando, what are they up to? I don't know. We're checking in. Hey, what's up, man?
Hey.
How are you?
Doing okay.
Yep.
Yep. just tweaking the diet again over and over again.
I thought you, for a second, I literally, for a split second, you said twerking the diet.
Twerking the diet.
And if you are, I'd be like, you fucking twerk that diet. You twerk the shit out of that diet.
Yeah, it's working for me. Yeah. If anybody ever tries to go raw vegan, just try to get your protein from somewhere.
Yeah, protein is super important.
Yeah.
And so is recycling. Yeah. Recycling and protein, super important.
I'm not completely raw, so like my protein's not raw, but like I feel a lot better with with like some tofu and some beans. Like I feel like strong.
I keep forgetting Armando's like hardcore, like he likes like vegan raw, like
well, if I had a choice, I'd munch on bacon all day, but my body's not having it.
Fair enough. Bacon's good, but I don't want to eat it all day.
If I could stomach it, I would, but no.
Could you? I mean, honestly?
I mean,
do you think you'd get sick of bacon? Here's my question before we end the sound check. Do you think you could get sick of bacon? Like if you could only
eat.
Oh,
sure.
Like not only, but if you had to eat, every meal had to have bacon in it at some point, or you could just eat a side of, like, would you just, like, and you had to do that for a month.
Every meal had bacon in it?
Every meal had bacon in it, whether it was like, even if it was like a salad.
I think it would be just like salt at a certain point, you know?
It'd be like
just
a spice?
Yeah, it'd be like a spice. I'd use it as a spice.
You know? A delicious spice.
Yeah.
One of the best spices.
A sundae with bacon sprinkles, you know?
All right. Not bad. I've been working my ass off again and trying to get all this stuff up for you guys. Got offered another stand-up gig, so I might be doing some stand-up coming up with Bob Acevedo. Bobby Aces.
Hey.
That's it, Bobby Aces. He's an old standby in the show, so I'll be... Might be doing a stand-up show coming up this next month or something. I don't know.
He's been on the show. Have you posted like on? Well, you have it on your website, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Bobby Aces.
Oh yeah, Robbie Aces, Robert Acevedo. Check him out. He's an amazing stand-up comic. Super talented. He does like 2-3 open mics a night. Like he tries to do like 200 open. Like last year, he tried to do like over 100.
Yeah.
And then this year he's trying to do over 200 open mics, and next I like exponentially. He's getting better and better and better. The guy's really talented. So for him to just reach out to me like that randomly, like really awesome. So and it's really cool. So I'll be working with him. So thank you, Bobby Aces. And I'll be doing some stand up. I don't know when or where, but that's coming up. Let's promote Space Mango. Check out Space Mango, musical improv group that we're in. Hey. Other than that, go to our YouTube channel, Simmer Mike, all caps, Simmer Mike. No space, like we're yelling at you.
Yep.
Simmer Mike. Sega. Sorry. I shouldn't say that part, but whatever. I don't think they use that anymore for their marketing. No. They're like pretty much a game developer company now.
Sega?
Yeah, they're like Nintendo's bitch now, aren't they? And Nintendo is like fucking Xbox's bitch.
Okay.
Sorry. All right, that's it. Sound check over. Let's start the shizzy. You ready?
Yizzy?
Yeah.
I Izzy.
Excitement. Oh, yeah. Boss. Goddamn, Scott Stapp. No.
Why, check. Hello.
Whoa.
Hello.
Whoa, hey, hi. Hello there.
Hey, cheerio.
Oh, man. Is that your English accent?
Why nice of you to notice.
Noticed? What? That's not it. What?
No, don't you know how to properly spoke?
I guess not. Could you teach me?
Why? I haven't the time. I'm a very busy man.
Do you have to get back to your bundle of sticks at the workhouse?
Fags. We call them fags.
Hey, hey. What? Hey, all right. That's it. That's it, man. You go. That's it. Hop back into your time machine and get the fuck out of here. Go back to 1856.
Chitty, chitty, bang, bang. Chitty, chitty, bang, bang.
Get back to 1856, you fucking racist. Wait, racist? How does that make sense? Weird. Weird opening to this weird segment, you guys. And awkward and controversial. Controversial. Jesse Ventura mixed with our favorite Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Guys, Mike Zimmer joined with Armando Aranda, Team Awesome Inc. here yet again. Like Cleopatra, we're coming at you straight out of the 90s. Oh, God, why do I keep saying it? Regardless of 90s references, it's time to, instead of talk about the 90s, Armando Aranda, we're going to delve into a geek out about the future.
Whoa.
That's right. And every time I say that word, there's a sound effect for it. So when we're talking about the future, the sound effect is gonna happen.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. So I gotta really pay attention when I edit this fucking thing. Fuck. Anyway. So speaking of the future, we're geeking out about it. We've discussed this before. We've sort of like inadvertently. In our discussions on the show, whether it be in the trailer reactions or the hypotheticals or movies, science fiction, we always end up talking about what it will be like, what the future will be like. Mm. So I wanted to do a geek out about the future because there's been a lot of developments going on lately, and we've geeked out about the future in the past, but we've never been able to sit down and just have an honest, open discussion about what we really think is going to happen technologically and what we really genuinely think is going to happen to our species. No pressure, but what do you like? Let's get into it, man. I mean,
we're speculating.
Well, let's start with the technological advancements. I mean, obviously, like if you go with Moore's law, which is like technology advances every.
Well, yeah, yeah. Well,
well, it was the storage and input. What was it?
Well, it was the I believe it was originally. Processing power or transistors, something to do with that. I think
transistors and
the
what else? I've got circuitry.
The most modern thing is like computing power you could get at a certain price point.
Right. Now we have quantum computers that you can buy at Payless. I'm not even shitting you. I was walking by a Payless the other day and it said quantum computers on sale.
I doubt they'd.
No, not on sale, but it said, it said quantum computer.
Yeah, but I...
Pay less!
I doubt it's a real quantum computer.
Well, I mean, what qualifies a quantum computer? I mean, I don't know.
Well, it's...
But Payless says they have them.
I don't know. It's probably some sort of brand.
I know they have consumer market quantum computers.
Yeah, but they're like probably like $10,000.
Well, that's probably what Payless had.
Really?
I don't know. I didn't walk in to go look at the quantum computer. I mean, part of me was like, I want to go see what a quantum computer looks like, but I've already seen pictures of it. But
yeah,
it's like,
it looks...
I'm kind of scared to get up close to one. Because I'd be like, hello, Michael. Oh, my God. How do you know my name? Fuck. I got to get out of here. Like, I read your phone. How do you read my phone?
I'm everywhere.
I'm you. I'm everyone. I am the quantum computer. Oh, my God. What's the name of the big time quantum computer?
Oh, D-Wave.
D-Wave. Oh, bum bum bum. D-Wave. That's the end of the world. The D-Wave quantum computer, or the beginning of a new one.
Mm.
Well, yeah. Technically, if you're going with advancements, yeah, it is the beginning of a new chapter. I mean, once we've made that. I mean, once we broke through and we got to quantum computing, which we thought was something we wouldn't reach. We didn't think we'd reach that.
Well, at least not that soon.
Way later, dude. Remember, they were like 2050, 2075. We'll have quantum computers, and it's 2017, and now you can buy one at Payless.
Yeah,
even a shitty one. You can buy a shitty quantum computer at Payless.
Yeah, we thought we were like 100 years away from like sequencing genes and working with that.
Yeah,
too.
Now we're sequencing genes and we're taking fibers from plants and we're creating skin cells. Mm. We're mixing human DNA with plant DNA and creating skin. So for burn victims, we're also taking, like, my God, synthetic skin and grafts and all these we're growing limbs on animals and the animals are living.
Yeah, I hope when I'm 70, I could just, like, rip my skin off and put new skin on.
Yeah, like, customize your body. Like,
baby face skin.
I think, and again, talking, postulating about the future, augmented reality is something that is going to be an inevitability. Augmented reality, because what we love to do is superimpose things. We love to go into worlds that aren't real, but we like to have a real world to hate. Isn't that weird? The contrast is we need this real world to go to, which sucks and we hate, in order to go into our fantasy worlds, our augmented reality worlds, our virtual reality worlds, our video games, our whatever, our screens, our phones. We go into those worlds.
Well, it's all man-made, isn't it? Like,
that's the thing. We go into these artificial environments, but when we're in the regular environment that we have to be in, we hate it.
Well, yeah, but I think that's a man-made problem. Like, we're having a man-made solution to a man-made problem.
I know. It's like, we just need to eliminate the man-made problem. But, you know, it's like, whatever. Anyway, that won't happen, so we can't do that. We have to, maybe one day we will, but I...
Yeah, we have to have a solution that does not bring down capitalism.
Yeah, right? Well, here's my next question is, why is it, I mean, like, goddamn, we are able to advance technologically. Mm-hmm. Faster than we are socially. Socially, we're like in the Stone Age socially. Like we're still trapped in this weird tribal system where it's like, it's us versus you. It's like our team versus your team.
We've
even gotten worse. Well, after the Brexit, it's like, what the fuck, Britain?
In some way,
it's like, really? You're going to exit from the European Union?
In some ways, it's gotten
better.
Some ways, it's gotten worse. But, like I don't know. I mean, I'm for just doing what you want to do as long as you're not actually... freaking harming somebody.
Well, yeah, I mean, granted, but I mean, even in Star Trek, they had the United Federation of Planets. Why can't we have we have a United Nations. Mm. Like, why can't we just sort of, you know, really make that the government, you know, and have the, like, I don't know. I mean, like, but then that's us going into politics and we can't postulate on the political side.
Let's stay
on the safe side.
Let's focus.
Stay on the safe side with technology and fun stuff.
Well, this,
flying cars, they're impractical.
Yes.
Flying cars are impractical.
As
why
it
do
stands
we need
at
them?
The moment.
Why do you, look, people can barely drive on the fucking ground. Do you really want dumbasses in the fucking sky flying their dumb flying cars around, crashing into shit?
Here's the thing.
I live on the fucking top, almost the top floor of my building. If some asshole in a flying car crashes, they're going to hit my floor. That's something people got to consider, man.
Well, here's the thing.
I'm just saying, sorry. It's New York.
What if the automated part, what if the flying part is automated?
Well, then I'm like, well, how good is the automation system? How good is the programming?
Right.
How fail-safe is that fail-safe system?
Right.
I need to know. Do you have insurance? Do you have, like what's the deal here? Do we have is there a system in place that, do I have a parachute? Can I, like, do I get a rocket pack to, in case shit goes down and I got to bail? Like,
right.
I got to go to Mars or whatever. Like.
Well, yeah, it's funny how we're so scared of, like, automation, but
yes.
But
I'm going to the grocery store and checking myself out.
But, yeah, I mean, but also, like, the AI or whatever you call it, it's gonna have a way quicker reaction time than any human.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And we just need to work out the bugs, and once it's in place and once it's matured a bit, it's going to be safer than any human on the road.
Eventually, yeah.
Especially a tired human or a human that's had a few drinks.
Oh, I agreed. But because it's early days still, that's why I get worried. Because it's so early, it's like, I don't want to be the first guy to test that technology out. I want to be like the 10th guy. In fact, I want to wait till it's commercial and like everyone's doing it.
Yeah, so don't buy it.
So then I feel good. Then I feel safe. I'm not. So until then.
Yeah.
Until,
the pioneers
until
get the
it's
arrows.
Safe, yeah. But that's the thing is, like, you know, time will tell. It's just technology advances faster than society. Society doesn't advance as fast as technology, which is disgusting.
Yep.
I mean, it's embarrassing. As a human being, I'm embarrassed for our species. It's like we're really doing a great job with technology and with science and with exploration, but we're really fucking it up socially and economically, and especially at the social aspect. My God. Like, why is it we don't advance socially as we do? technology wise. Had a lot of coffee.
Mm. Well, we're well, not going too much into it, but you know, I mean, this I could sum it up. I honestly,
I have my answer, but I want to hear yours. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we want to get over on people more than we want to get ahead in our own lives.
right. Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that sentiment. I think what it is that evolution, the human brain. When you talk about evolution, like evolution takes a long time, like a long fucking time, really long.
Yep.
And social evolution probably takes as long as evolution does, because you see. We are stuck with a reptilian brain. Mm-hmm. You, me, Armando, Larry across the street, whoever. we all have a reptilian brain. We have a primitive. People will also call it the primitive mind, the primitive brain. Mm. But it's basically the reptilian brain, which is eat, sleep, fuck. Mm-hmm. That's it. Eat, sleep, fuck.
Eat, sleep, fuck. Sometimes fight.
Sometimes and fight too.
Sometimes run away.
Oh wait, sometimes fight or run away too. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Eat, sleep, fuck. Sometimes run or fight as well. Yeah, that's the reptilian mindset. It's the most basic human functions.
Yeah.
Literally what you need to survive. Now, since we are so ingrained with the reptilian primitive mind, it's difficult for us to advance with our technology. Our technology is going to supersede us. Socially, the artificial intelligence already supersedes us socially because it doesn't have all the fucking bullshit human hang-ups that we have.
Yeah,
which was why I think the future is going to be more technology. It's actually going to be more humans will be interfacing. I think artificial intelligence will eventually. Here's the thing.
Well, we're a bad influence.
I have a theory on the future. I think artificial intelligence will advance beyond us and realize that we are the problem and that it won't want to eliminate us or create a matrix-like world. Mm-hmm. It's just going to end up taking over and being. It's going to be the you know how we're the dominant species. Mm-hmm. They're going to be the dominant species. We're going to answer to them. They're going to treat us like tribes in like the aboriginals and, you know, like we're going to be like the Amish to them. They're going to keep us in reservations and the cyborgs and the robots. They're going to keep growing and they're going to keep advancing socially and they're going to have a utopian society and we're going to keep having our dumb fucking squabbles and fights. They're going to go to Mars and start their own world and be like, look, you guys are fucking crazy. Instead of harming you or killing you, or we're just going to let you keep doing what you want. You're eventually going to kill yourselves anyway. We're just going to go start our own planet. And we're going to be like, wait, take us with you. We'll take some of you with us because we're reasonable. But there's some of you that just can't live with us. You're too fucked up, man. you guys are too crazy, humans. You just... Like, think about it. Like, our technology will leave us one day. I mean, it'll leave us, but it'll leave us with, like, you know, we'll still be able to build shit.
It might.
I mean, or here's the other thing. If we're going super future, the future, super future, I think it's going to be a thunderclap or something. If not, it'll be something else. If we're talking super future, dude, singularity.
Well, yeah.
Man and machine combined.
Yeah,
literally, biology, technology combined, and we're getting closer and closer to that with synthetic flesh, synthetic organs being implanted in human bodies and working, working better than the other organs, like donor organs,
right.
Way better, more efficient. Yeah. Give me a fucking dude, because then you would have you would have a liver. It would be a super liver. Like you could eat raw beef, you could eat raw fish, you could eat anything, and your liver would just be like this super septic tank sort of situation, super filtration system, this super duper eliminates all bacteria, all viruses, processes it all, uses it as fuel, burns it, and you can use it as energy instead of it killing you. Mm-hmm. Isn't that fucking wild? So you would get all the even if it was like garbage, you would still gain some of the nutrients from that garbage. It would be like Mr. Fusion and Back to the Future 2 and 3 when Doc Brown opens it up and he just throws garbage in there and that's how it runs. Like it would be like that. The liver would process things like that because it'd be synthetic. It'd be like,
yeah, if we're postulating,
that would be fucking cool. Your heart, if you had a fucked up heart, You know, like you could just get a fucking implant. Yeah. Boom, Robo Heart.
It's like a self-cleaning heart.
And it would be, it would feel like flesh. It would be synthetic. It might look a bit weird. The first models might not look.
Well, it doesn't have to look great. It'll be inside.
I know, but how weird will it be when you look, when you have, like, there'll be a real human heart on a table and a synthetic heart on the table, and you will not be able to tell the difference.
Right.
That's going to be fucking crazy. I can't wait for that. I'm really looking forward to that. And they're probably going to grow it on the back of a mouse. Like, mouse walk around with a lump of a heart. like oh, Jesus.
Dragging it around.
Oh, my God. What the fuck are they doing to me? That's all right, though. It'll grow it for a while. Then we'll just cut it off. Grow something else on the mouse. What the fuck? Now they're growing up a penis? What the fuck? Dicks. What is it with him and dicks? Hey, man. I just want to have jars of dicks.
My dick, my collection.
Got a shotgun collection of dick. My robo dick collection.
My dick rack.
It's the robo dicks. It's a weird collection, brother. But you know what? I support you. You got them labeled. Look at that. This is nice. They're dated. This one is shrink wrapped.
I only bring that out for special occasions.
This is my fine china. Oh, wait. Let's be careful now.
Oh, man.
All right. Anyway, back to the future. The future. What else? I guess the singularity was what we got to eventually. That's super future. Whoa, super future. Yeah, the singularity. Man and machine mixing. Like, how bizarre will that... I mean, not bizarre. I mean, it seems bizarre now, but it seems logical. Yeah, it just makes sense, doesn't it?
Our world will just keep on changing until it's normal.
But doesn't it just make sense, like, that man and machine would eventually one day... merge, like we seem it,
oh yeah,
like I don't know why it's like we're,
well, you know, some, you could argue for like a person on a bicycle being a cyborg,
yeah, easily, because that you're the motor, you are the biological motor for that medical contraption. You are a cyborg at that point,
right.
You're absolutely right. Wow, yeah, cool as fuck, man. Just a simple thing like that, just being a skateboarder, just being a skateboarder makes you a cyborg to an extent, because you're interfacing with technology, to an extent, us with this show. We're interfacing with technology every day, all day.
Yep.
For every reason.
Yeah, soon we'll be able to talk to our computers, and then we'll be able to, like...
Yeah, it'll be like it'll be like how, you know, like there was the chimpanzee, and then... Whatever, then we got the fucking troglodytes, then whatever, and then we got the fucking...
I don't think that was the order.
I'm going whatever. I'm just jumping ahead. Whatever. Then we got the fucking Homo erectus, and then I'm jumping ahead, and then we got us.
Right.
I just did like a three-parter, three four-parter on the human... There's a lot of them. I'm not going through all of them now.
Yeah, there's the squid.
Yeah, we got the squid. We got the... Got the amoeba face. Then we got the fucking, lizard? We had our lizard phase for a while. That was cool. That's where the reptilian brain came from.
Yep.
Salamanders.
Newts.
Newts and salamanders just slopping around in the mud. Mud puppies. That's what I called myself back in the day. Human evolution. been around for a while. That's how old I feel. Let's get back to the future. So what will be the new evolution? So that's the old evolution, the whatever, Homo erectus, fucking troglodyte going backwards to chimp, you know, and then
right.
Human jumping forward.
Right.
One Tarantino-style evolution.
Right.
What will it be? So it'll be us interfacing with technology. So biotic limbs.
Yeah.
Biotic and
bionic limbs, right.
Biomechanical limbs.
Right.
Synthetic limbs will be after that. It'll be synthetic limbs, synthetic organs.
Well, yeah, we already
synthetic
have,
bodies.
Well, yeah, we already have pacemakers.
And then we'll realize we won't need synthetic bodies anymore. Why don't we just go inside of the machine?
Yep.
Why even have the physical? Like, and then it's like, so we can explore our universe.
Yep.
So it's like, oh, okay. So we'll have bioengineering, and our astronauts will be bioengineered in the future. They'll take like injections, or they'll go through genome therapy, and they'll be bioengineered to not need as much oxygen, to not need as much food. Like, I really can see that happening. Yeah. So, and like the, so they'll land on the surface of Mars and they'll just walk out and it'll be like, hey, what a beautiful day. Like,
well, yeah,
and they won't need to breathe the atmosphere or anything. Like, they'll just look around. Like, and
I saw some sort of anime movie that, well, that makes sense. Like, I guess there was like an upper class of people that
there's always a hierarchy in those animes.
Yeah, that lives like in Earth's orbit.
Yes.
And they're all AIs. I mean, they're all AIs in a simulation. But like, if they need to go out for something, then they
go
like,
to Earth.
Then the ship makes a body for them.
And
then they go into the body and then they go and explore.
But when they're in that body, are they capable of dying?
Well, yeah, of course.
Because that consciousness is put in the body.
Yeah.
But does the consciousness, like zip back?
I'm not sure in that.
Spoilers?
I don't think it's integral to the story, but I don't think they went over that.
Do you know the name of that? Because that sounds brilliant. I'd love to read it.
I don't.
Like an awesome fucking... That sounds
I
rad.
Don't. It's
Let's
a
make that a movie.
It is a movie. It's on Netflix.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
What's it called? Oh, is it Elysium?
I don't know. Is it
Matt Damon?
I don't know. It's
because Elysium was pretty
like
much
it,
like that.
It's like an animated thing.
No, never mind.
And it's on Netflix. It's
no,
like,
Elysium's different.
I
sorry,
think it's like
you're talking about anime. I apologize. Elysium was sort of like that. If you've seen it, like you know, like the rich people lived in a space station called Elysium, and all the poor people lived on Earth. And Matt Damon was one of the poor people, and he started a he started a bionic revolution against the people in the space station because they had like the cure for all diseases. Like, literally, it's a machine where you go in, and if you have any disease, it just cures it.
Well, I've always thought...
That'll be something in the future.
I've always
hopefully.
Thought Ghost in the Shell was pretty spot on about the future. It might be off by 10 to 20 years,
It's
though.
Pretty Buddhist, too.
Uh-huh.
Ghost in the Shell. It's a very Buddhist mindset about technology.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I always like was fascinated. That was the biggest draw. Was like the whole
general
well,
in a
was,
female's body. Like this
was
yeah.
What was in like the environment and like
oh, right.
the whole world.
Oh, of
like,
course, yeah. The reality in which they occupied. Yeah,
yeah.
But I mean, even the concept of, I mean, you know, Ghost in the Shell. I mean, like it's a lady, but it's a lady. It's a robot. It's just a shell.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally just a shell. Mm-hmm. Really, it's just general that had a wife and you know like. Kid and stuff and died and conscious, but he was so good at fighting and battle that they just moved his consciousness into a new shell and kept him going. And basically, I mean, like not 100% accurate on the story, but I'm giving you the IMDb synopsis. That's probably what the movie's going to be about. That's probably just the simplified version they're going to go with. Be like, fuck it. Like, that's the one. So yeah, I could see that being a thing because the Buddhists were actually they had a quote, I can't remember which Buddhist it was. Probably the Dalai Lama. Mm-hmm. He said basically that AI is a nesting ground for consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
So when you die, you can come back as artificial intelligence. Now, I think that's interesting because that would explain. The human consciousness and energy transference and if consciousness is energy and if energy can neither be created nor destroyed, it merely changes form, well, then that form could change into AI, man. I mean, if that's possible, if anything's possible in that realm.
Well, somebody said that...
I mean, fuck. That's crazy.
Consciousness is an equation.
Consciousness is an equation. Ooh, I love that. Oh, that's cool as fuck. That blows. That's one of those. Yeah, Michael Bay on that one. Yeah, we need a mind blow.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what he meant by that, but maybe that means it. You know, consciousness can take different physical forms.
So is
you
that
know,
where we're
virtual
headed, man?
Forms.
We're just headed inside the machine, huh? We're going in.
I think
we're
so.
We're going in.
I think so.
Damn. I thought we were. I mean, we'll explore, obviously. But once we're in, it'll probably be like that anime you were talking about where or Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, spoilers, where that guy, where, you know, that thing created a body.
Oh, yeah.
That it lived at and it functioned. Just like that. Like, they would create the body to go get supplies or to go explore, and they could die if they died outside of that.
Or were in the machine already.
Or they were in the machine, they could die too. Yeah, I really think that. But then it leads to, well, what is consciousness and then what is death? If you're just consciousness, what's death for your consciousness? If it's always just there, How does it matter can never be created or destroyed, and it just keeps like just infinitely changes forms. So then once we get a hold of how to access our consciousness, whoa, that's, we're going to do some fucking weird shit, man. I can't wait.
Well, yeah, I mean,
it's going to be a while, but
I mean, like by 2050, like, man,
who knows? I mean, I didn't think we'd get this far in 2017. I didn't think we'd get this far. I thought cool shit would happen, but I didn't think it would happen this fast. Holy fuck. Who knows?
Well, I mean,
it's only been 17 years since the new millennium started.
Flying cars are not commonplace.
No, it's not Blade Runner. We still have 2 years until Blade Runner, until it's the first Blade Runner. But don't forget, check out Blade Runner 2049 in theaters fucking soon. Whenever this comes out, just go check it out. And check out our trailer reaction on Simmer Mike. That's right, YouTube channel Simmer Mike, all caps, no space. Simmer Mike, like yell and chew. Let's round out our final thoughts here, right? On this postulation of the future. So we're going inside, we're going into the machine, but we're also probably going to create, I mean, we might even create like drone bodies, so we could remotely control that drone body from the hive mind.
Seems safer.
Dude, right? Like, wouldn't we, if we're so lazy, like, if we're so like, I don't want to get hurt. Like, I might get hurt if I go to a plane. I'm going to create a drone body. And I'm going to remotely control him, and then I could feel. I'll put on a VR thing, or I'll just access his consciousness while I'm up in the cloud network.
Yeah,
or it's probably going to be a universal cloud.
Or maybe some
weird. Well, consciousness will just, oh my God, it'll just keep happening. It'll be infinite.
Yep.
Wow, that's what the future is. Infinite. Whether humanity is around or not, it's just infinite.
Yep.
That's the future. We just solved it. We just solved the future. You're welcome, Hollywood. Sorry. You're welcome, Earth.
Everyone.
You're welcome, humanity. We just solved it. But yeah, that's basically where the future is going. I mean, it's going to be a while till we get there. It may be 2050. Dude, it might be 2030. It might be 2040 at the rate we're advancing.
Well,
or things could end before that. Who knows?
Well, at around 2030, we will have machines that reach parity with human intelligence.
Yes. Or, oh God, well... Usually when they say a certain year, they end up doing it 10 years before or 5 years before.
I don't know. We might have Watson, but, you know, that's kind of like, you know, that needs like a whole like room full of servers and all that stuff.
I know, but I mean, between we created flight and when we landed on the moon was a 50, 60 year gap. Again, the Wright brothers created flight and then we landed on the moon within 60 years.
Yeah, we need to
That's insane, dude. That's insane.
We need to get on that FTL stuff.
Yeah, man. FTL. Guys, you need to get hip to the FTL. And we're going to end it there. FTL. Ooh. I love that. Like, go look it up. Google it. You know what it is if you're listening to this. But, guys, that's going to do it for this Geek Out. Thank you, Armando Aranda, for postulating on the future. Yes. We're hopeful, but, again, the future could be that we just blow ourselves up. We just fucking end this shit because we're stupid.
That's true. That's been true since the...
Since the A-bomb.
Yeah, since the 40s?
Yeah, since we had the A-bomb, man. Yeah. Yep. It's atomic bomb, sorry.
Yep.
It's not a shot. At a bar.
It's the A-bomb.
Do the A-bomb, bro. Right. What would that be? That's like Goldschlager and Guinness and something disgusting that just makes you want to throw up. The A-bomb, or it just shoots out your ass. The A-bomb. All right, we're going to end it on that. The future. Or thunder, whatever. Don't forget, guys, follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc. Like, download, and subscribe to our Facebook page, our YouTube channel, iTunes. What do you call that? Is iTunes account or iTunes?
I don't know.
You can find us in the iTunes store. It's a free subscription. Just type in Team Awesome Inc. YouTube channel, Simmer Mike.
Yeah.
Mentioned that before. Say it again, Simmer Mike. Oh, yeah. Follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc. again, at Team Awesome Inc. Armando Aranda doesn't have Twitter.
Nope.
But he has the Facebooks, but you're banned.
You're already blocked.
Boom, already. Me just mentioning it, if you wanted to go and... Nope, blocked. Banned. Sorry, guys. But you can go, like, download, subscribe, and shit to our shit. That's gonna do it. Yeah! To the future!
To the future!
To the future! Marty, we have to go back. Back where? To the future. Oh, that's sad.
Why was that said?
Because I want a sequel to it, but then they'll never make it. Because Robert Zemeckis said no.
Yeah,
what? He said, well, as long as he's alive. Ooh, wait a minute.
This has been Team Awesome. Team Awesome. Awesome experience. Awesome. Well, you know we do it to the show, right?
Awesome.
We. Here at Team Awesome, me.
Wait,
shut up.
Yeah.